Hello, this is Series 31, Radio Margaritaville. Savannah Jane here. I am joined by my partner in crime.
Let's see. I'm up in San Francisco, man. What can I tell you? I'm very happy to be in California, all geographical regions of it. So we're in San Francisco today.
We are at the legendary Shoreline Amphitheater.
Close to San Francisco, between San Jose and San Francisco.
There's a lot of towns out up in this area.
Yeah, Santa Cruz, you know, but this goes back again to in those old days when it was just me and that station wagon with that guitar. I played a lot of funky places around the Bay Area and became very attached. It's like a moray eel finding one of those holes and you just stay in it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it made a little sense. Okay. It made a little sense. Well, you must be happy to be back then. And this is a great venue. I always love this venue.
I love this venue. You know why? Because Bill Graham built this venue.
Exactly. There's all the cool posters.
I remember when he would come out here the first time, you know, though it was built on a, it still is. It still kind of, it was built on a trash refuse place. So methane gas seems to pump up every now and then out there on the lawn. But it was actually on fire when we played here the first time. So I think the fires are out now, but everybody knows that. But he had such a great idea, and he was so proud of it. I remember we played it the first time, and I always had a great relationship with Bill. And so I think of him a lot when I'm out here playing. He was a wild man, but they were wild times. He was the perfect guy for the times. And so between that and the fact that, you know, the song that bought the first set of living room furniture was written up near Mount Tamalpais.
Headed up to San Francisco. Yeah, that song always goes over really big here.
They like that here, yeah. So, and then I have, you know, if you do this often, you seem to have a lot of good friends in all the places you really like to come play, and this certainly is one of them.
It's definitely true, and, you know, I know you always like to, you know, it's good to work and play, so you always have a couple days off to enjoy yourself.
And do you know, they make wine up here.
I was just going to say.
Really good wine.
So fortunately, you have a couple days off, and I think you're headed off into the wine country a little bit.
Well, yeah, and for many years, I'll admit it out there, I have traded tickets for wine to winemakers. And when I found out that, for all of you who don't know, there are a lot of the great winemakers in Sonoma and Napa up here are parrot heads, so you share something when you drink their fine wines, and they do make great
wine. Lucky you.
And then there's abalone on the coast, and then I just love driving around up here.
It's
really a great
part
of
the country.
Yeah. It really is. And then, you know, the musical heritage from San Francisco on down, and then I've got a lot of old friends. We're all still old, you know, so. But
it's a nice place, to rest after the first Vegas, get ready for the next Vegas.
Yeah, this is like R&R from Las Vegas, and I can't think of a better place to be. And we're going into the city for a couple of days and enjoy seeing some friends, drinking some good California wines, and then
eating some good food.
Good food this time of year. And the crush has just occurred, so the 2008s have been put in bottles. And as somebody once said, a friend of mine who makes wine out there, I'll plug him. Can I plug him?
You can do whatever you want.
It's my radio station, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I forget all the time. I think I'm just an act.
No,
the Martinelli family, who make great wines, and Helen Turley, who's a great winemaker. We were having dinner with them once, and they said, you know, it takes a lot of beer to make good wine, which means at harvest time, people work so hard. We're happy to announce that Landshark Beer, to the Martinellis and a lot of our friends who make wine, we are the beer that goes into making wine.
Ah. Perfect.
That sounds like an ad. We're the beer that goes into making fine wine. Like, that would be Landshark, of course.
Yes, of course. Well, cool. Well, we'll let you get to it. I know we've got tons of people backstage and friends.
Yeah, and good catering here.
Excellent. You know,
and Julian and the pinball machines.
Yes, exactly.
The basketball game. I'll challenge you to it.
All right, let's get it on.
Let's go do it, and then we'll try to throw a show in here later. And, yeah, there's not many left, so stay tuned. And, again, thanks to everybody for listening all the way through the whole year of Still Here Tour. We are still here, and particularly thanks to you, we're still here and hope to be for a few more. So we're signing off from Mountain View, California.
Shoreline Amphitheater.
We said that like we're related or something.
I know. Maybe we are. We should check into that. All right. Stay tuned, and you will be hearing Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band live coming to you from Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California on Sirius 31 Radio Margaritaville.